money. It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby. Baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby. It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's a business banger, baby.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Here at the Business Banger Spotlight, we feature bold and brilliant individuals from all around the globe who are absolutely banging in business. From powerhouse CEOs to rising startup stars, guests share their real journeys, expert tips, game-changing insights, and a dose of motivation to keep you grinding. So, before we get into the show, we must get those formalities out of the way. So, if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to share with everyone that you know how to tune in, this is what you would share.
All right. So, let's welcome Heidi Seafgift to the show. Welcome, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for being a guest. So I know that you do quite a few things. You're an author, you're a PR strategist. I know that you will now be a podcast host coming up. So can you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you like to do in your spare time before we dive in?
Absolutely. Well, I am Nashville-based, but I'm originally from a small town in western Wisconsin, and I've penned 4 books. All of them are nonfiction. Most are based on my story, but my latest, and I say best, I leveled up by interviewing others about their true stories of overcoming obstacles and thriving in spite of them. I'm also a public speaker. I have done a TEDx talk. You can find it on YouTube. And I am a budding podcaster. What I like to do in my spare time is adventure. So that could mean hiking, kayaking, exploring new restaurants, and let's see. Of course, being in Nashville, I love live music. So you'll find me probably either hiking or dancing.
Okay. All right. So adventure. I love it. Okay. So let's start out first with before you decided to become a speaker, author, PR strategist, and things of that sort. What were you doing before that?
I've always been playing with words, and that got me into marketing and PR. Basically telling the story of whether that is technology or widgets in a way that has a human-centered tale so that people emotionally connect to it. I have done marketing and PR since the early 2000s, whether that's for technology companies or travel companies, which kind of connects to my adventure lust, as well as telecommunications companies. So,
okay, awesome. And so tell me what made you transition into becoming, you know, an author.
Basically, stories matter. Your story matters, my stories matter, and it's one of the oldest forms of connection. And I just felt that by sharing my story in the traditional way, like you do around a table or on a hiking trail with either a new friend or old friend, telling a story can change someone's life. And it was actually on a hiking trail that I shared my story of a life-changing accident and kind of rebuilding my life from scratch to these two hikers. And they said, your story needs to be shared. And it sounds like it would be a really good book. And then they coupled that and said, it could also make a good movie because they were from California. So I started with writing my story, and that when the first book came out, When All Balls Drop. And I also have written a screenplay. The book has sold well and has led to me writing 4 books. And I'm still shopping around for the right studio and production house to do the movie. So,
okay, awesome. So in becoming an author and, you know, being a PR strategist and things of that sort, you know, being your own boss, per se, tell me, what would you say has been your greatest struggle and how did you overcome that?
I think whenever you start anything that is a new venture, new challenge, new thing, you don't understand necessarily what's next. So in becoming an author, I was always just focused on, okay, pen to paper, okay, get it written, then find an editor, choose to take some, leave some of the feedback, get the cover designed, get the layout done, get all the things that you need to do for Amazon so you can actually sell it. But that's the fun stuff for me. Like that's the storytelling element. Then there's the work that becomes afterwards, which is the pitch letters to reviewers. It's book signings. It's liaising with bookstores or book clubs and doing the other stuff. And there's a lot of no's that you get before you get your first yes. So writing a book is a creative outlet, but you have to put on your big girl pants when you're out marketing it.
Okay, awesome. And tell me, what would you say has been your greatest accomplishment and why?
My greatest accomplishment was my most recent book, because look up Global Stories of Resilience. It is not my story. It is someone else's story who shared it with me and allowed me the opportunity to craft that story. And it's a compilation of nearly 24 individuals from all walks of life that had faced tremendous challenges and came out on the other side and evolved, dare I say, bigger, better, bolder version of themselves. And they allowed me to not tell their full life story, but that pivotal moment that has changed everything since. And in essence, I think my writing ability leveled up, because now I was not writing something that I had lived and that I was the expert in. I was now needing to hone into empathy, listening. How can I do this story justice? And the most nerve-wracking component of crafting that book was each and every chapter that I wrote, I needed to send it to the contributor for their approval. Is it accurate? Do they feel comfortable with how they're portrayed? And could they feel good about it? Because that was our goal, was to inspire others, but also have the owners of the original stories to also feel proud and inspired by their story as it was penned.
Wow. Okay. So in sharing your story, you came to the realization that you would like to create a platform for others to be able to share theirs. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how you're going to go about doing that?
So I found all the stories that are in this latest book organically. I started with my friends and family, and we all have heroes or heroes that are in our lives. It could be a next door neighbor, or it could be your quirky Uncle Joe. That they are just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Then once I had scoured my personal connections, I asked friends of friends, friends of family, and then eventually in social media. I came up with this collection of stories. I hit publish, and as soon as a print version was available, another person contacted me with an excellent story that should have been included in the book. But it was too late to be included in that particular edition. So So I started toying around with maybe I should do a second lookup book. But over the course of the last 6 months, I have decided that the way that we can consume stories now is much more via shorter time increments, as well as audio and video are the way to go. So this is why I've decided to launch the Lookup Mindset podcast, which the first season is going to tell stories that were included in the book. But then the second season is going to be all new stories. And it will be up to those special guests that share their stories if they would like for those stories to be in a future book. So basically, reverse engineering a book by starting by sharing your story on a podcast.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So when will this new venture launch? Where will people be able to tune in? And how can people connect with you in order to share their story?
So the Lookup Mindset podcast is going to launch in February, and it'll drop a new episode every 2 weeks. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. As far as if you would like to find out more about me or my books, my TEDx talk, as well as even submit your story for the podcast, you can find me at HeidiSiefkas.com. That is HeidiSiefkas.com.
Awesome. Well, I think that what you're doing is great. Everybody's story does need to be told along with, I tell people all the time that also it's not always good enough just to tell your story, but also to share some of the gems and the lessons that you learned and picked up along the way so that you can share those to help somebody else. And I think that, you know, the way that you're going about it, the platform that you've created, I think that it is a great idea. And I hope that it will impact a lot of people positively.
Thank you so much.
Yes, no problem. Well, Heidi, I want to thank you for being our guest today here on Business Banger Spotlight. It's been a pleasure putting you in the spotlight and what it is that you are doing.
Well, thank you for the invite. The conversation was lovely, and you're so welcome.
All right, everyone. That wraps up another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Thank you to our guest again, and make sure you all go check them out, connect, and share. And remember, whether you're a seasoned boss or building your empire, this spotlight is your go-to for the energy, knowledge, and inspiration to level up. You're not just in business. You're a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Yeah.
It's a business banger, baby.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey.
It's a business banger, baby. Business banger spotlight. Yeah.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby. Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business
banger,
baby.
It's a business
banger,
baby. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Banger, baby.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Shake, shake, shake. Business spotlight.